in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today here, this Thursday, February 19th, 2026 edition. One of the stories out of Washington, and it actually ties right in with Patriot Pat's text message comment. Pat says, imagine what Donald Trump is up against. Not only dealing with this one world government crowd, but now with the Democrats and the rhinos. And yet he still gets things done. Folks, you have to understand something. Donald Trump learned from his first term how short 4 years is. How quickly it goes by. Then he was on a little bit of a sabbatical for 4 years while Joe Biden occupied his desk in the Oval Office. And he put together a plan. He put together a plan as to what he would do if he got reelected, if he was able to win in court against all these frivolous lawfare style lawsuits, if he is able to defeat all these criminal charges filed against him by these rogue prosecutors, if he was able to win, if he was able to actually take the oath of office and get keys to the Oval Office again. And in that plan, he laid it out. I am going to make America great again. This will be the golden age of America. I need Republicans' help in the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. I need the right cabinet members running the various agencies and departments within the federal government. And he picked his people. Well, guess what? The Democrats think that they are going to win in November because the American people are listening to their narrative. The only problem? The narrative is changing. People are filing their tax returns for 2025, and they're seeing that they're getting double, two and a half, three times the tax refund that they did just a year ago under Biden. And guess what? They're starting to realize that the first year of Donald Trump, yeah, these policies are working. And because they're working, the outlook, the optimism, the stock market, the new Fed chair that's coming on, all the things that are happening right now, here it is, February 19th. November, folks, is a long way away. And by the time we get to the 4th of July, America's 250th birthday party, and dude, this is going to be a party. Trump's throwing one in Washington. We're throwing one up here in Northern Michigan at Liberty Mountain, USA. There is going to be so much enthusiasm about what's going on in the world. It is going to be unbelievable. James Carville told Bill Clinton back in the 1990s presidential race, it's all about the economy, stupid. And yes, it is. It's going to be all about the economy. Japan came out yesterday with the announcement that their first multi-billion dollar investment in America is breaking ground in May. Potentially, with the project they're building, going to end up producing almost 100,000 new jobs. 100,000. Interest rates, with a new Fed chair coming down, they're saying by summer, folks, 30-year fixed rate mortgages will be below 5%. Yeah, it's happening. Well, this story that I was looking at, and it's kind of interesting, is how the Senate Democrats, Chuck Schumer, are starting to realize exactly what they're going to be dealing with. And one of the things you have to understand, this process, the Democrats can't do anything about it. They can't stop it. They cannot stop it in any way, shape, or form. It is on autopilot. The train is moving. Not a thing they can do. And the only last thing they can try to do is the budget. And even that's failing. This latest government, quote, shutdown, going after the Department of Homeland Security, guess what? ICE is still continuing to operate. There's nothing that they can do to stop it. Why? Because it's already been funded. They got it in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Democrats saw it pass and didn't even realize that the funding was already there. It's that simple. It's literally that simple. So we'll see where this goes this week. The SAVE Act getting passed. It is going in a new direction, folks, and they are just absolutely losing their minds. Look at the Treasury yield on bonds right now for the federal government. That's what we use. We sell bonds to fund the government because of the deficit. Bond rates just absolutely crashing, lowering the bond yield, the cost that we're having to pay to fund the federal government's deficit because the revenues are going up. Now, there's all kinds of activities happening where the Dow Jones is hovering right around 50,000, S&P around 7, NASDAQ up. Well, the thing of it is, they're saying that based on this projection of what we're looking at over just the next 4 months alone, heading into 4th of July, they said it's going to be a completely different economy than what we have even right now. Now, one thing that we absolutely have got to do is we have to make calls into the 35th State Senate District. Why do I say that? Well, Randy, you were just talking about Washington. Yes, but it's the narrative. Right now, nationally, in these special elections, Democrats are flipping seats from Republicans to Democrats. They're trying to push for new maps everywhere. They wanted a new map and got it in California. Now Maryland, they're pushing to try to change their maps. This is absolutely absolutely going to be part of the discussion. The language that they were using after the February 3rd election, just 2 weeks and 2 days ago, they were able to come out of that primary election stating that they, the Democrats, have all the energy. They are excited. They are the ones that are absolutely going to win in November based on that turnout. Almost 27,000 Democrats turned out for five candidates. For the two real candidates and the third fake one on the Republican side, they only got barely 18,000 and some change. Democrats got almost 9,000 more Democrats to turn out on February 3rd. Well, a lot of Republicans, folks, claim that they didn't even know that there was a primary election. They didn't even know that there was a primary election on February 3rd. We, around the state of Michigan, have got to make sure that they understand there is an election on May 5th. I did a video of my podcast that I did on February 5th explaining all these numbers and explaining what the Democrats are saying. Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel, yeah, this absolutely proves that what we're seeing across the country is going to happen and come to fruition here in Michigan come November. Democrats are excited. Democrats are engaged. Democrats are sick and tired of Donald Trump's agenda in Washington. They're sick and tired of Matt Hall's agenda in Lansing. And they're sick and tired of this MAGA agenda. Democrats are going to turn out in huge numbers. We can put a stop to that narrative, folks, on May 5th. If you want to listen to that podcast, which I turned into a YouTube video, just text me video. And then go to his website, tunneyforsenate.com. Sign up in the Action Center to make calls into the district. We do that on May 5th. We change the narrative. The Democrats will be crying in their soup. Tunney, T-U-N-N-E-Y, F-O-R, Senate.com. Click on the red button that says Action Center and sign up to make calls into the 35th Senate District. They have a list and they'll give you a script. You can make calls from home. We're going to wrap this up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Just real quick. President Trump hosted the first Board of Peace meeting at the White House, receiving global pledges for Gaza. The meeting launched by President Trump's initiative formed last year as an alternative to the UN efforts. Has charter members signing on in Davos, Switzerland, committing at least $5 billion for humanitarian needs and infrastructure after the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire. The number of countries lining up to participate, unbelievable. To get a membership board seat for your country, $1 billion price tag. And these countries could not wait to do it. And it's amazing how many of these countries are looking to work with the president. Alongside United States Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Vice President J.D. Vance. All in attendance. And it's amazing the countries that were absent. Mexico, Norway, Poland, even allies like the UK, Great Britain, and Germany. Well, we'll see how that works out for them. But small little countries that can't even really afford it, Hungary, Argentina, right there, along with Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and many others in the Middle East. President Trump right now is the chairman of that board and says that he can even stay on as the chairman of the board if he decides to when he leaves the Oval Office. But I'm going to tell you, this is absolutely historic. This Board of Peace circumventing the United Nations? Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. This is going to be huge. And one thing that is so interesting about this, these people have the ability to literally change the world. if they work out a permanent peace, finally, permanent peace solution and help rebuild Gaza, along with what's going on in Iran right now, along with the president making decisions about what he's going to do about Russia, Ukraine, it's all coming together right now. If you pray, you need to pray for this president. Pray for his health, his wisdom, that he would listen to God, his divine providence, put this whole thing together and make it unfold this year. All the things that are happening in the world right now is a absolutely historic time. And many of us don't even realize it's happening. Well, it's happening because the president is term limited out. He knows the clock is ticking and he's going 1,000 miles an hour full forward speed. Not going to be stopped. Congress can't do it. I don't even think the Supreme Court's going to do it. Still waiting for their decision, opinion about the tariffs. I don't think Donald Trump's even going to respond to it. Going to be very, very, very interesting. One of the things I think is so interesting, we'll wrap it up with this. It's going to change. Don't believe the media and what they're selling. Look at the realities. The realities of what's really happening in your life, what's happening in your business, what's happening in your community. And share this information with people. What's going on in the Middle East? Share what's going on in Iran. Share what's going on so they understand and get the truth and not from the fake corporate legacy, fake news media. We tell it as it is, folks. One thing you have to understand, this is going to be a process. Tomorrow's show, Friday, looking forward to talking with Justin Michael, running against Congressman Jack Bergman for Congress. He'll be on with us from 9:15 to 9:30. And then Kevin Kievsky responding to Doug Lloyd whining about him not wanting to debate. We'll talk with Kevin from 11 to 11:30. And of course, as always, our history lesson with Pastor Chatfield from 10 to 11 tomorrow. So, got a great show lined up for you. God willing, we'll be able to get to it. We're working on technology, folks. We've got some computer glitches we're working on. We appreciate your support. That's it for today. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo.